This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser, and this show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives available on KJJR.com. And in the studio, first-timers on Focus on the Flathead, these two young gentlemen have partnered up for something called Dads and Daughters Doing Dinners. I mean, this is Winston Walters and Jesse Klotz. Do I have that right, Jesse?
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for having us, Ross.
Yeah, thank you very much for being here. Want to start with talking to you, Winston, first. You've actually been in the station before on one of our sister stations' morning shows. We had fun with that. But Jesse, welcome.
Thank you.
First time in the building, I think.
Yeah. Trying to get the nerves out, right? Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about yourselves. And Winston, tell the folks who don't know much about you, who you're. What do you do when you're not working? Those kind of fun things.
Yeah, absolutely. Winston Walters. I am a father of two girls, two twins. Not four twins.
Yeah.
Grace and Claire. Jesse and I connected over food. And that's why we decided to put a YouTube channel out and explore the valley and some good restaurants. Some good people.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And how about you, Jesse? Tell us about yourself.
Yeah. So I've got two daughters as well, Harper and Hayden, 11 and 9. They love to cook with me. Like Winston said, we go out, gosh, we go camping, we go boating, we go hiking, we do all the fun stuff when we're not eating, I guess.
Yeah, like we can eat on those things.
Yeah, we can eat. Yeah, we can eat while doing those things. But love the valley, love the people here, and we want to get people out eating local food is what we want to do.
That sounds good to me. That sounds like a real foodie thing to do. Do you guys ever get your wives involved in this program at all? Do they like to come along?
Yes.
My wife's behind the scenes. She does a lot of the editing of the videos and puts up with both of us.
Our antics, for sure.
Our antics, yes.
Yeah. They've gone on a couple episodes where they've filmed for us and told us, hey, put your head up higher, your hands over here, lean this way. And we're like, okay, now we got to make sure
we're really
proper here. It's good stuff.
So this is good because you're on the radio. You don't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, let's get into the program itself. It's called Dads with Daughters Doing Dinners. Now, whichever one you want to take this, but how did that start and what was the idea behind it?
Yeah, so we clicked, like Winston said, over food. And we just had this energy with each other, just this excitement over everything. And I've got two daughters. He's got two daughters. And the idea, hey, we should do a YouTube channel. We should do something. This would be fun, you know?
Well, it kind of came about when we were talking with another friend that had lived here for 4 years, and they've never heard of Moose's Pizza. And I was like, how in the world have you never heard of Moose's? And then we asked about another restaurant. They never heard of that. So it was like, okay, there's some local hot spots that are really cool, great food, great people. Let's get them out there. Let's get people eating again and tipping and, you know, going out after COVID. COVID is a weird time.
And that was the turning point for us was COVID. When everything kind of came back to fruition where you could go out again, you could experience that local food and hey, there's waiters and waitresses that this is their livelihood. We wanted to get back out there and say, hey, support that industry. And if you can, tip well, right? The name came up. We had
your daughter. Actually
we were throwing it out there and the kids were like, all right, kids, there's four daughters. This is how we're going to rate things. One to four daughters. We got to come up with a name though. And so they just kept coming up with ideas. And Hayden said, you know what? How about Dads of Daughters Doing Dinner? We're like, boom, boom.
The quad D.
The quad, that's right. Yeah. Not triple D.
Yeah.
Quad D.
That is pretty darn cool. And now you guys are videotaping everything. You're turning them into video casts.
Mm-hmm.
So where can we find those?
Yeah, we have a website, dadsofdaughtersdoingdinner.com. And then on YouTube, we have, I think, 13 or 14 episodes. Yeah. So just type in Dads of Daughters Doing Dinner on YouTube, and you'll see our mugs up there.
Yeah, we're trying to get into the Instagram /TikTok stuff.
All the young kids are doing
into
that
space.
Stuff,
we're trying to go there. So if anyone knows how to do that, let us know.
Just ask your daughters. There you go.
His daughters. Yeah, mine are a little too young. So
this thing is kind of taken off. And describe where you've been so far. You don't have to tell me every restaurant, but what is your region?
Yeah, so there are 75 locally owned restaurants from Polson to Libby. We've hit about 20 of them, and 6 of them we had technical difficulties, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But we've gotten a lot of response. A lot of food trucks have asked us to come do an episode for them.
Oh.
Food trucks are popping up left and right. We're still working on some logistics with how to film that, but some memorable S&M Taco was a fun one.
Yeah.
Benelli's was great.
Yeah. Everywhere we've gone
it has
been amazing. So hospitable. I mean, just the entire staff. We tried Big Mountain Cider Works 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3 times. Each time, so the audio didn't work. Yeah. The video didn't
the
work.
The light. The acoustics, light, you name it.
Something. And so we finally went back, did an episode there. I remember we met the chefs, we met the owner, we met everyone there, and they were all so welcoming. You know, we want to get people experiencing that. That's why I want to do it.
Because food's the one thing that can bring people together, the energy around food.
Right.
You don't even have to speak the same language, but if a dish is good, it's good. You know, it deserves a boom.
Yeah, it deserves a boom.
So do you guys like to cook? I mean, I've never asked that. Do you guys foodies yourself?
Yes. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
I'm a self-proclaimed amateur chef.
Yeah.
I enjoy cooking. I enjoy creating. I enjoy experimenting. And it's not like with woodwork, because once it's built with food. Add a little hot sauce, salt and pepper, whatever it may be, and you can make it to the next level.
We do love cooking food, yes.
That's good. Yes. That's good. We're going to come back and do our part two. You've been hearing the voices of Winston Walters and Jesse Klotz from Dads with Daughters Doing Dinner. And we're going to have part two coming up in just a few minutes. We want to know what your main goal with this is, how you guys raise money and help the community as well, and also where you see yourselves in a few years, because it sounds pretty darn good. May have some legs. Maybe. We'll talk about it all coming up in the second half. Again, we're sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Focus. We'll be right back on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. Focus on the Flathead. Ross Drouser here with special guest Winston Walters and Jesse Klotz from Dad with Daughters Doing Dinner. And welcome back to part two, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
I think we're ready.
Thanks for being here and talking about this this very cool program you're doing. Can't wait to watch the videos. Got to watch one or two while you were here a couple weeks ago. Winston, very cool. And let's see, you're filming at all these locations. Anything weird ever happened on these fun stuff with the kids? Tell us about a few of those if you have one or two.
I got one. Do you have one of them?
I do have some. So let's, go ahead.
So we were at K&M Bar. They just opened up the Mercantile downtown. Mm-hmm. And people are staring at us. And it's like, oh, geez, what's going on? And this woman came up, was like, what are you guys doing? And we told her, about our vlog and YouTube and stuff. And she goes, well, how can I contribute? And I was like, well, every time we say boom, we put a dollar in the boom.
That's
boom.
Right.
And she was like, boom, boom, and then put in $2. And the next thing, other people started coming up and putting money in the boot.
Yeah,
and
that goes
to the wait staff and servers and buzzers and things like that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and another one, very Montanan, I think. We went to Moose's Saloon, and you have the peanuts.
Everyone loves the peanuts. That's the tradition, isn't it?
Yeah. So we set things down. We're setting things up. We have to have a light. It's dark in there. So all of a sudden, a peanut dropped out of our little basket.
Or so we thought.
And another peanut dropped out a few seconds later. And Winston,
we're still setting up.
Winston leans over and goes, hey, I think those guys are throwing peanuts at us. I'm like, no, come on. They're not doing that. Sure enough, another peanut comes by. So I said, okay, Winston, here we go. Hand me some peanuts. Get a card. We're going to say hi. We're going to figure out what's going on here. And I went over and set the peanuts down. I said, hey, guys, I think you dropped these. And they said, hey, and I went, look, before you guys talk, I know you probably think we're from California or somewhere else, trying to bring thousands of people here, but here's what we do. Here's our card. We're Dads of Daughters Doing Dinner. Moose's Saloon is a staple here in the community. We want to bring locals back here to keep a place like this open. And we chatted for probably five more minutes, went and did our video, did our 45-minute spiel. When they all got up and left, each one of them dropped $5, $10, $20 in the boot. And we're like, hey, you know what? Thank you guys for doing that. But
I think they felt bad.
Maybe they did. But at the same time, I understand it, right? It's like, hey, what are these guys doing?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But that was cool.
That was cool.
Very cool story. So you guys plan on keeping this up in the future and expanding this? Is this what the thought is here?
We would like to. My wife is currently away at school, so timing is a little bit different with two daughters, right?
Oh yeah.
Thank goodness I've got my grandma, I've got my sister-in-law and family here, and they're helping out. But once my wife's back from going to school, we're hopefully going to get more videos out there more often. That would be the goal. Yep. Yeah.
That sounds really good. So where do you see this going in a couple of years? Either one of you could take this.
I don't know. As the kids food get older, network. And Food Network would be awesome.
Why would we not?
Yeah, call us up. Food Network.
Reach it up. Yeah.
No, as more people are coming in the valley, more opportunity for restaurants to open up or food trucks, things like that. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to see some more variety of food in the valley too, and to get people out and eating again.
Yeah, enjoying community. Yeah.
I saw that one of your thoughts was that this could bring revenue to the communities that mm-hmm. you're talking about here, and there are quite a few in between Polson and Libby.
There are. Absolutely. We want to get, really we back this up to when everything kind of opened back up.
Yeah.
We wanted to get people out. Hey, it's okay to get out there, feel comfortable. And these people that are at these restaurants serving us this great food and taking the time out of their day, that's their business. That's their place of business. Get out there and support them. Like I love seeing, sometimes I don't because I'd like to sit down for dinner. I love seeing packed restaurants. I love it.
And nobody's on their phones.
No one's on their phones.
Yep. Having a real conversation.
Right. And that's what we want to see. Yep. I mean, monetarily, it doesn't matter. We're not trying to make money on it. We just want people to get out in the community and enjoy it.
Because we don't want to see our favorite spots closed.
Right.
You know, yeah. when places like are closed, it's like Tuesday, Thursday, weird hours. It's like, I wanted a slice of pizza.
Yeah. I need some wings.
So when you go on your travels, how are you received so far? Do people like this? They're really liking it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so far, like I said, we've had some restaurants reach out to us to come do an episode. Some of them don't have websites or things like that, but they do have Facebook and YouTube. Yeah. So kind of free advertising for them.
Talk about a way to get their presence. How this is a pretty cool. Any restaurants that want to get on board and haven't been on one of your vlogs yet, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yep, we have an email address, dadsofdaughtersdoingdinner@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can go to our website. We have a Facebook page, Instagram page, and YouTube. So those three avenues, send us a message if you're interested. Yeah. And
we try to stay in contact. That's the goal. Try to stay out there.
Back to the daughters for just a few seconds. Have you ever had to just get them out of school yet? I mean, it just started, 2 weeks ago. Have you taken them out of school yet?
Not yet. My daughters are far more into it than the younger two. But, they're pretty excited about it. We did Norm's News. That was a fun one.
Oh, that's fun for kids.
They enjoyed all the candy.
Milkshakes and candy.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
Baskets of chili cheese fries.
Man.
I think the cool part there for my kids was they saw some of their friends from school there. You know, we had a camera guy there and an interview guy. So they were like, what are you guys doing? you guys are cool.
Well, that's pretty cool. And congratulations on this. I love the idea. I hope this goes really well for you guys. Anything else you guys want to say before we wrap this thing up?
That's it. Check it out. Eat local. Right. Support local. Tip well if you can. And dads of daughters doing dinner.
You've been boom. Here in the wait a minute. Boom, boom. A double boom for the self-proclaimed foodies. Congratulations on all you're doing and good luck for the future, guys. You've been listening to Winston Walters and Jesse Klotz from Dads with Daughters Doing Dinner. Thanks so much for being here on Focus on the Flathead.
Thanks for having us.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, again sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll see you next weekend.